In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, God, Amen. Today is the seventh day of the blessed month of Abib. May God begin it in goodness and ruin it for us in peace and tranquility. All our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers, and my brethren. Amen. On this day, the ascetic father, St. Shenouda Bar Shimon Idrait, departed. This father was born in the city of Shandawil, in the districts of Akhmim. His father was a farmer who owned flocks of sheep. When Shenouda grew up, his father entrusted him with the care of the sheep. He tended to the sheep, gave it his food to the shepherd, and he spent his day fasting. His father took him to his uncle Amba Bigol to bless him. Amba Bigol laid the boy's hands on his own head and said, "You bless me, my child, for you will be a father for many peoples." His father left him with his uncle and returned home. One day he heard a voice from heaven saying, "Shenouda has become the Archimandrite." Since that time, he exerted himself with many hardships and intense asceticism. When Amba Bigol departed, Shenouda replaced him. He followed the monastic communal rules that were formulated by St. Bachum, and he added to them a pledge to the monk had to sign before joining the monastery. The number of monks during his day reached 1,800 monks. That monastery still standing west of the city of Sahag as a church and is known as the monastery of Amba Bishoy. Amba Shenouda had built another monastery. The number of its monks reached 2,200 monks, which is still standing and is known as the monastery of Amba Shenouda. Once an army commander asked Amba Shenouda to lend him his girdle to wear during the war so that God might make him victorious. The saint gave it to him, and the commander overcame his enemies. Amba Shenouda became a shining light to all the world. With his sermons, discourses, and canons that he put for the good of the monks, hierarchies, and laity, men and women. He attended the council of the 200 that gathered at Ephesus with the Holy Father Amba Kyrillos, the 24th, who is known as the Pillar of Faith. And he admonished Nestorius, the heretic, and before his departure, he asked his disciples to support him so that he might worship his Creator. He worshipped God and then commanded them to follow his footsteps and told them, "I commit you to God." Then he departed in peace. May his prayers be with us. Amen. On this day also, St. Ignatius was martyred in Rome, in the city 107, Anno Domini. He was chosen bishop for Antioch, succeeding St. Peter the Apostle in the year 69, Anno Domini, during the reign of Emperor Trajan. When the emperor heard that this saint had attracted many by his teachings to believe in the Lord Christ, he brought him and asked him, "Are you Ignatius the Theophorus?" He replied, "Yes, I am." The emperor inquired about the meaning of his name. The saint replied, saying, "It means God-bearer." The emperor said, "Do you think that we do not carry out gods to support us in wars?" The saint answered, "How can these statues be gods? Listen, there is no God except the only God who, that created the heaven and earth, and His Son Jesus Christ, who was incarnated to save mankind. So if you had believed in Him, you would be content now in your kingship. The emperor attempted to persuade him to forsake Christianity, but he refused. The emperor was enraged, ordered him bound by fetters and taken to Rome to be thrown to the beasts. Ignatius responded by kissing the fetters that would be his means of receiving the crown of martyrdom. The believers tried to save him by paying bribes to the soldiers, but he refused, for he was yearning for martyrdom. He went on his way to Izmir, where he wrote a letter to the Christians of Rome that he said in it, "I am afraid that your love may be harmful. If you wish to prevent me, my death, that will not be difficult for you, but allow me to be slaughtered whenever the altar has been prepared. I am wheat, which must be ground to make bread to be offered to Jesus Christ. Whenever the people will not behold me anymore, I will behold our Lord Jesus Christ." When he arrived in Rome, they threw him to the beasts. A lion attacked him and grabbed him by his neck. The saint delivered up his soul in the hand of the Lord. Then the lion released him and went back to his place. And the believers came and carried his body with great honor to a place they prepared for him in Antioch. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.